At present, we may say, very broadly speaking, there are three major editions of the Buddhist scriptures, of the Buddhist sacred texts. First of all, we've got the Chinese Tripitaka. This Chinese Tripitaka, or Chinese version of the Buddhist scriptures, exists in 55 volumes, in the standard edition. If you want to read the Chinese Tripitaka and you order it, you'll get these 55 volumes in this particular edition. I must warn you, in case you're thinking of doing this, that the 55 volumes are extremely thick. There are approximately 1,000 pages in each volume, double columns and Chinese characters at that. Each Chinese character can be translated at least by an English phrase, if not by a whole sentence. So 55 volumes. And there's also the Tibetan Conjure, in case one has any time left after studying the Chinese Tripitaka. Tibetan Conjure, Conjure means literally word of the Buddha. And it varies with the edition, 100 volumes or 108 volumes. We won't quarrel about that. These are available in great xylograph volumes, some about so long, so thick and so broad, often containing about 500, 600, even 800 pages. So there's 100 or 108 volumes of this sort. In Tibet, you require a whole train of mules to carry your edition of the Buddhist scriptures about with you. I've actually seen this being done when sectaries have been ordered by devout lay people in Kalimpong and Gangtok. Had been brought down through the passes from Tibet in the old days. It required literally a mule train to carry your set of the Buddhist scriptures. Now, these two great collections, the Chinese Tripitaka and the Tibetan Conjure, these both represent translations mainly from the Sanskrit. The original texts were written down in Sanskrit, and in the course of 600 or 700 years, the Chinese Buddhist scholars translated this enormous mass of material into Chinese. As I say, mainly from the Sanskrit. Many, if not most, of the Sanskrit originals have been lost. A few have been preserved in Nepal, but most of them are no longer available. So we're dependent for our knowledge of many of these works, if not for most of these works, on these Chinese and Tibetan translations, which were made all those hundreds of years ago. Then there's a third collection, the Pali Tripitaka. This, rather modestly, is only in 45 volumes in the Thai edition, the Royal Thai edition. I understand a few apocryphal texts have been left out, so that's why we have only 45 volumes. If those apocryphal texts have been included, we might have had 52, but we weren't bothered about that. Now, the Pali Tripitaka is significant and important because it's the only complete canon, or complete Buddhist canon, surviving in the original language. We only got Chinese and Tibetan translations of the various Sanskrit canons, but we've got the Pali canon itself in the original language. Now, basically, we may say, structurally at least, all these editions, these three major editions of the Buddhist scriptures, the Chinese Tripitaka, the Tibetan Conjure, and the Pali Tripitaka, these represent more or less different recensions of the same mass of material, with the exception that the first two collections contain, as the third collection does not contain, various what are called Mahayana sutras, which are recognized as authentic and canonical by the Mahayana schools, but not by the school of the Theravadins, by whom the Pali Tripitaka has been preserved. Now, even if we allow for a certain amount, if not for a great deal, of overlapping as between these various versions, these various recensions of the Buddhist scriptures, we can still say, I think, fairly confidently, that the Buddhist scriptures are much more voluminous than the scriptures of any other religion. We're not saying this as though it was something to be proud of. In a way, it's rather inconvenient. It's quite handy to be able to put your scriptures in your pocket, like a Bible or a Quran, and have it with you all the time. But you need rather a large pocket to accommodate all the Buddhist scriptures. You probably need a small Pantechnicon or something of that sort.